Welcome, people. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the three things you should never say to someone with dyslexia. If you are dyslexic, you're probably going to laugh, but you're also going to, you know, hopefully kind of click on a few of these things. So let's dive in. Okay, so let's dig in, guys. Now, some of these things might also come across if you're ADHD. It's you know, we're all right-brained thinkers, so these challenges apply to all of us. You know, we're using the visual side of our brain, not the symbolic side. But these are three things that come up a lot to me, and one of them came up the other day and got me thinking about doing this this podcast, because there are some stuff that really annoys me when people say it and act like it's nothing, which is really, really annoying. So the first thing, and these are not in a specific order, I don't like order completely, that could be something else we don't say to each other, if you were just in more order, but the first one is, you should just do this. Don't you hate it when somebody just says, just do this? Your mind kind of blanks and stop listening, and they try and tell you what to do, like they are some omnipotent creature that can just tell you the secrets of everything. And it's odd because it's real hypocritical. I say that to people as well. And I find we're real hypocrites in that. But if someone wants to get me to do something, the worst thing they can do is say, you should do this. And just expect that all of my programming from the last 34 years is just going to disappear. And I'm going to go, wow, I'd never thought of that. You know, and like, it's like, people have told me that for the last 34 years, probably, since I was a baby, they've said exactly the same things. You know, what I have learned that is working better for me when I'm doing it for other people, and it also gets through my brain more, is people going from a place of experience. You know, someone turning around saying, in my experience, this is what worked for me. Well, this is how I did it. The minute you say that, although you're not making it a command to someone, gosh, it gets through the barriers a lot easier, and you're more likely to pick up on some of the different points that someone may be saying to you. So that's the first thing, like, and I really think that's a big one. If you can start to practice that experiencing, it's not easy. You know, you're going to start telling people what to do, because in your brain you can see things so clearly. And majority of your friends, oddly, will have some, you know, what I found, 95% of the people I hang out with are on the right side of the world. So we're all telling each other what to do, and they're not doing it ourselves. It's a hilarious, hilarious thing. The next thing, and this is kind of part of the first one, but not exactly, is you don't need to know why. And what I mean by that is, we are so desperate for understanding why we do things. You cannot tell someone to do something as an order without giving them any context of why it's important. If you've ever had someone tell you to do something at work or the gym or life, and they didn't go as far as explaining why it's important. So I was at the gym recently, and the personal trainer was really good. She, you know, she went through the different exercises she suggested for me. And she explained as she went. She wanted me to do 12 repetitions of three different exercises. And she explained the feeling I would get, that I should be right at the end. I shouldn't be able to do any more. And that's how I make sure my weight on the exercises is tracking well. So, you know, feel that out. Three sets of 12. It's about trying to get to a certain. And she explained it really well. I probably didn't explain it very well, but she did. And it was real easy because she explained why. If she just said, do this, do this, do this, I'd have probably lasted two times at the gym doing it, and then I'd have gone on a completely different tangent. But the more someone explains why you do something, it really helps. Like if you're trying to suggest to someone, you know, what they should eat, a real concise why, and especially from a place of experience, like when I had a similar challenge, I started taking iron tablets, and I found that it really, you know, do you know what I mean? Someone saying that, we're more likely to hook into understanding the why from a place of experience. You're going to go a lot better. The last thing, and again, this is going to be quite a short episode, just wanted to get this one out, is the never-ending kind of ominous, why don't you just focus on one thing? Or why don't you just do this? But yeah, really around focus. I love it when people act like it's something you've never tried to do or wanted to do. Like, you've got no understanding of what a focus and attention is, which we probably don't, but we do want to be able to do it. There's no question there, but our brains are just not always wired that way, and we don't focus. We find ourselves going from one thing to the next, getting to 80%, walking away, doing something else, 80%, walking away. And until you really get routine in your life, it's really challenging. And I just can't stand it personally when someone goes, oh, why don't you just focus on this? Or it's like, if you're trying to lose weight, why don't you just eat less? Oh yeah, well, that really, is that the secret? Oh man, you should be on stage telling people that they should just eat less. You know, and I probably do this to people as well. You don't always realize it when you are doing it, but it's like when someone, it just gets annoying when someone says, just focus. It's not a voluntary choice. People act like you're just choosing not to focus. That's your choice. And it's just stupid. Those people, in my opinion, are stupid and don't understand what they're saying, or they really have no concept of how your brain works. And it just doesn't work that way. Our brains are running around left, right, and center. We have to kind of give them a direction and then let them loose in possibility, is kind of how I've started seeing it, is that you've kind of got to just focus on, where are you going? Where's the next place you're going? And really not get stuck on the workings of it all. You know, I used to try and plan, and it really doesn't work. Like, you see all these things telling you how to get more order in your life. Now, some of them work to a point, but how many of us have been told how to do something like that and then just never done it? Or we did it for a week, lost focus, moved on, and then someone turns around and goes, you should just focus on that. Why did you change? Just focus on, and it's like, go away. And you just want to hide under the blankets. But yeah, I just wanted to share that because it really frustrates me when people act like it's a choice. And I think, you know, what I'm hearing a lot at the moment from people is just this self-belief issues around the problems they're having with dyslexia. And, you know, the biggest thing, you know, when people, half the time, people aren't picking up on the dyslexic problems as much as we think. You know, in our heads, it's such a big challenge. Maybe we can't find the right words. Maybe we can't, maybe struggle to track from a board, struggle to finish things. You know, what I'm really learning is people don't care about us as much as you think. And when I say that, not about us as people, but what we're doing. People are so self-involved with their own lives that your little dyslexic challenges, spelling mistake here and there, you know, they're not honestly the end of the world. So, you know, you sometimes can just pass by and carry on to a point. I'm not saying continuously do it on purpose, but I guess just let it go. You know, the thing I don't hear all the time really is, oh, you made a mistake in your languaging, or you made a mistake in your words. You know, I don't actually hear that much. Like, if you can start to build some confidence that the message you're trying to get across will come across, and you're just going to go as hard as you can or into it as much as you can, most people don't focus on the little details. You know, you can actually see this if you start watching, if you ever watch the news, or you watch the different current affairs, kind of the on-the-go kind of programs, the amount of people that make mistakes in their wordings, they'll say the absolute opposite of what they were trying to say. People's brains just keep going. They get the gist and they keep going. They don't always pick up on the smallest of minor details, although our brains do sometimes. A lot of other people don't. So you just got to keep carrying on and just give yourself a break. You know, give yourself a break. You know, not all these weaknesses are remarkably easy to adjust. So why bring yourself down for it? Why not just carry on? Know that in the greater good, the work you're doing or the stuff you want to do or how you want to help the world, you know, no one's going to remember a word out of place once you've achieved it. So just keep moving in that direction. Don't be too hard on yourself about how you get there, and just keep going. And hopefully people in the world will start to understand how to talk to us in a better way that will get better results out of us. You know, I'm learning this with coaching, is how do I help dyslexics understand things better, and talking from my experience, also explaining why, and asking questions that get them to think about things are really, really helpful in the way things should be worded through us in language to get the most out of us. Hopefully that's made a bit of sense. I'm sure I ranted a bit of there at the end. But hey, I'm going to let myself off, and it's just the way my mind works. Have a fantastic rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow.